Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Apollo 8, this is Houston, over.
Ronnie, you are you capable of taking a high bit FM dump for voice on the Omni?
That's negative, Bill, not quite on the Omni.
Okay, we'll catch you next time around then.
Roger, thank you.
Morning, Mike. How are things going down there?
Oh, hi, Jim. Everything's going real fine. How you going up there? Did you get a good night's sleep?
You know, the first night in space all the time is a little slow.
Well, the old man woke you up earlier than he needed to.
Yeah, we just couldn't sleep any longer.
Roger, understand. Apollo 8, Houston, the next time you're locked up on the high gain, give us a call and we're configuring for a dump, over.
Roger, we'd like an evaluation of the voice comments, over.
Roger, understand. So far it's been very good and we'll evaluate this one as soon as we can.
How are the systems looking down there, Houston?
Apollo 8, Houston, go ahead.
Roger, I've been in the sack. How the systems look?
Everything's looking real good, Bill.
Okay. How much longer do you expect on charging battery 8?
Stand by, Bill. We'll get you an exact number on it.
Just a rough estimate. And also, have you seen any more hints of that sensor problem on fuel cell 2?
Stand by one and get the latest poop on it for you, Bill. Bill, there's nothing new on fuel cell number 2. We don't think there's anything at all wrong with the fuel cell. It's some sort of a sensor problem, but we don't have any new information on it.
Okay, they all look pretty good from here, Mike.
Right, thank you. I've got some updates for you whenever you're ready to copy.
Stand by.
Okay.
What kind?
Well, I've got a TLI plus 35 hour update, and then I have an update to Jim's checklist.
Let's have the TLI plus 30 before we have the checklist update.
They never give up on the checklist, do they?
Okay, this, well, you got your maneuver pad book out. The last maneuver pad we gave you for the flyby pad still remains valid. We'd just like to remark that the entry angle, the gamma, is slightly steeper than we consider ideal, but it's within our sort of the noise level of our ability to predict at this time. So that flyby maneuver pad remains valid, over.
Roger, Houston.
Okay, now on that page with the flyby maneuver, under your north set of stars, I have some new numbers for you because we've changed those stars from Navi and Polaris. As you recall, we've changed to Sirius and Rigel. So in And that also, by the way, is the checklist update, which I'll give you later. But on that maneuver pad, I've got three new angles for you using Sirius and Rigel when you're ready to copy those. Apollo 8 Houston, how do you read, over? Apollo 8 Houston, over.
Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Roger, Apollo 8 Houston, you're loud and clear now. We had a lot of background noise there for a few minutes. How are you reading me?
Roger, I read you okay, Mike, and I read you the last time you asked me that. I guess maybe I wasn't getting through to you.
Okay, well, did you copy on this flyby maneuver pad? We've got three new angles. Are you ready to copy those?
I'm ready to copy the flyby angles.
Okay, roll 137, pitch 310, yaw 340, over.
Roger, roll 137, pitch 310, yaw 340.
That's affirmative, and I have the TLI plus 35-hour pad when you're ready for it.
Roger, ready for the TLI plus 35.
Roger, TLI plus 35 hours, SPS / GNN, 63023. Minus 162 plus 129er. Are you with me so far?
Loud and clear.
Good. 0375651138 plus 00068 plus 0000 plus 4642017813400001 not applicable plus 0020246420547 4, 6, 2, 1, 1. Are you with me, over?
Roger, loud and clear.
Good. 1, 2, 1, 3, 8, 3, 3, 2, 7, 0, 2, 3. Up, 1, 7, 2. Left, 2, 2. Plus, 1, 2, 9, 3. Minus, 1, 6, 5, 0, 0. 1, 2, 9, 0, 5. 3, 6, 1, 8, 0. 0, 7, 4, 1, 1, 1, 6. Comments on your stars, Sirius and Rigel? Roll. 0, 1, 0. Pitch, 2, 9, 4. Yaw, 3, 2, 0. No ullage. Other. 1. Fast return. P37. Delta V. Equals 7821. For Mid-Pacific landing for MPL. 2. High speed procedures not required. Over.
Roger, you're ready for the readback.
All set.
GLI plus 35, SBS, GNN, 63023, minus 162, plus 129-037-565138, plus 00068, plus 00000, plus 46420. 178-134-000. NA, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, Bill. That last one should be 001.
Roger, Y, 001, NA, plus 00202-46420-547-46211-12-1383. 327-023, up 172, left 22, plus 1293, minus 16500, plus 12905, 36180, 074-1116, Sirius Rigel, 010. 294-320, no ullage, fast return, P37-7821, mid patch, high speed, not required, over.
That's about the size of it. You're getting pretty good at those things, Bill, for a rookie.
Not bad. I just learned to read about a year ago.
Right. Hey, I got a flight plan update for Jim. It's on page G. George, 82 Able of his checklist. Over.
Roger, I've got it open. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, it's simply changing these north set of stars around for Navi, substitute Sirius, which is number 15, and for Rigel, or correction, for Polaris, substitute Rigel, number 12.
Roger, substituting Rigel for Polaris and Sirius for Navi. How about shaft and trunnion remain the same?
Your shaft and trunnions remain the same. Sirius remains on the 50-degree line, just like Navi used to be. Rigel is down 1.3 degrees from your horizontal, from your M line, over.
Roger, understand.
Okay, and let me know when it gets to be breakfast time. I got a newspaper to read up to you and a few other things.
We're ready.
Okay, I got a Haney special here for you, the Interstellar Times latest edition. Says the flight to the moon is occupying prime space on both the paper and television. It's the news story. The headline in the Post says, Moon, here they come. We understand that Bill Anders will be in private conversation or communication today with an old man who wears a red suit and lives at the North Pole. A suspect in the Miami kidnapping was captured late yesterday, and 11 GIs who'd been detained 5 months in Cambodia were released yesterday and will make it home in time for Christmas.
Roger, with reference to the first, we saw him earlier this morning and he was heading your way.
Roger, we'll pass the word along. David Eisenhower and Julie Nixon were married yesterday in New York. He was described as nervous.
Right.
The Browns took Dallas apart yesterday, 31-20. We were sort of curious, who do you like today, Baltimore or Minnesota, or?
Baltimore.
How many points are you giving?
He's not making many points at home with that comment.
Roger, well, understand. Oh, I've got another score for you when you're ready to copy. Are you ready to copy?
Go ahead.
Roger. Navy 14, Army 21. Would you like me to repeat that, over?
You're very garbled, Houston. I'm unable to read. We'll call you back in another year.
Okay, we also noticed the University of Houston lost their first home basketball game in 3.5 years last night. Illinois edged them out 97-84. And some really big news, the State Department announced only a few minutes ago that the Pueblo crew will be released at 9 p.m. tonight, over.
Sounds good. And onboard calculations indicate that Apollo 8 at 25 hours is 104,000 miles from home.
Yeah, our plot board shows a similar number.
Mighty nice view from here.
We're showing about 104,800 miles, and we're guessing another 8 to 10 hours on your battery charge.
Okay.
Frank, say again about the view. You were blocked, I think.
That's a mighty nice view we have down there today. A little bit more than a half Earth. Looks like Africa and the Red Sea is visible. I'm not quite sure. There's quite a bit of cloud cover. But even through the hazy windows, it's mighty nice.
How are your windows? Do you have a couple left that are real clear?
The Rendezvous windows are good. The others are all about the same as they were when we last reported. 1 and 5 have a slight haze and a little fog on the inside.
Roger, understand.